Good morning, friends. It's January 19th, and as you all know, tomorrow is Inauguration Day, and I recorded this long before the results of the election even came in November, so I don't know who the president will be tomorrow when I'm recording this, but you know what? When I'm praying for our country, that doesn't matter. Let's lift up our country today. We know there's hurt. We know there's pain. We know there's sickness. We know there's so much. We know that our country in so many areas has uninvited God to be part of it. Our education system and our being just in public, and this world has become so anti-Christian, and our country in so many ways has become anti-Christian. And we're just going to ask for God's mercy and revival. How's that for a churchy word, revival? We're going to pray for that, though, today as we pray together. Let's lift up the United States to our Father. Lord, as we look at this world and we see the mess of so many things, when we see the desperation and the hurt, when we see the pain and the epidemics, the natural disasters, Lord, it just reminds me that this is so temporary. But Lord, it doesn't feel temporary right now to so many of us. And it's so hard to be heavenly focused when the world around us is so messed up. Lord, today specifically, we want to pray for our country. We want to pray for unity. Not agreement on everything, because that will never happen. But we pray for a level of unity in our country, whatever it takes, Lord. We pray for your protection of our country. We pray for everyone in our church, in our county, in our state, and in our country today, Lord. Would you be allowed back in? Father, thank you for the personal relationship that I can have with you, so that despite what others think, despite what our government does or what we're told to do, no one can take away our personal faith. Thank you, Father, for bringing us as far as you have as a country, but Lord, we know when we see it going downhill. Father, we know that you're the only answer for that. Father, there's so many days I just pray, Jesus, would you just come back? Enough of this. Would you just come back? How long? How long, Father? In the meantime, though, we choose to trust you, regardless of who's president, regardless of who's governor, regardless of who are in any elected positions, Lord. We just ask your protection and your favor to come back upon America again, Lord. Whatever it takes, Lord, we just ask that you would do that. In Jesus' name we pray today. Amen.